You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
What's up, Rob?
Lots.
Lots of things. How are you, Rob?
I'm very well, thank you.
Did you have, well, we've already asked you this, but you know, people might have just tuned in now. Yeah. Did you have a nice time at Plato's Retreat, from Hallertau Riverhead on Saturday night?
It was wonderful.
It was wonderful.
It was wonderful. Beautiful place, lovely people I spoke to, and
it's a great time.
We'll be giving them all a big shout out on Saturday.
Exactly. What have you been researching for us in the Mind Trench?
Right, well, I read two things and I thought, oh, this sounds interesting. So I'm going to talk about them.
Thank you.
Right, I'm just going to give you the quick headline of both of them. Tiny worm with enormous eyes sees UV light invisible to humans.
Okay.
And the second one, humans can't hear these frogs screaming.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Sounds like a real B-grade sci-fi movie, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
It does sound like, you know, all kind of like cryptic crossword clues yeah. or something. Tiny worm with huge eyes, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, right. This worm, it's the Vanadis bristle worm. Now, Vanadis is the Norse god of love and beauty. I don't know. I think it was an ironic name.
Yeah.
They're completely transparent. They're about 16 centimetres long with the most ridiculously large eyes I've ever seen.
So yuck.
In human terms, if we had those eyes that big, they'd weigh 50 kg each.
Oh, that's a horrible concept to think
it on
about.
The ground.
Ooh, yuck. See, I'd just like to say on behalf of this worm for a second here, you guys are being like, ooh, it's so gross. I reckon it's genuinely quite beautiful. It's got lots of like colours and...
It's kind of cute.
The giant eyeballs, when you translate them to what it would be like on a human, does give me a huge freaky ick.
That's what I'm struggling with.
But as a little creature, it's quite majestic,
no,
I think.
I see the vision.
Justice for the worm.
Okay. Yeah. They're nocturnal and they live in water. Now, researchers think they use UV light to communicate. They're bioluminescent.
Cool.
And if you use normal blue or green light, if you're bioluminescent, you risk attracting predictors.
Yeah, that's not very smart, is it? Over here.
That's why they do that. Now, bees, birds, reindeer, mice, and a few other things can see in UV, and we can't.
Crikey.
Stupid us.
There are so many things that we... Yeah, exactly.
Can't breathe underwater.
Actually, on the scale of things that we can't do, seeing in UV is probably not high up there for me. But, you know, it would still be cool.
Well, we don't know what benefits it brings, do we?
Because we can't do it.
Right, this one. I love this one. Right, frogs. Now, I learned so much on this one. Lots of frogs around the world use a scream to scare off predators. Never heard that before.
A scream? Oh, screamer.
Screamer. They use a screen. They got this beautiful screen. They got it from IKEA.
I was imagining a frog holding a leaf up or something. I was like, who knows? Nature's clever, you know? They might have built themselves little shields with leaves or something. It's like a Disney movie.
A scream?
They scream. Scientists have found frogs in the Brazilian Atlantic forest. Didn't know about that either. It's all about learning stuff, isn't it?
It is.
It's the Atlantic forest goes from the Rio Grande del Sul state in Brazil and as far inland as Paraguay.
Oh, wow.
And has an area of about 200,000 square k's.
And it's full of frogs.
Yeah. Researchers in the area saw small leaf litter frogs open their mouths and throw back their heads as if they were screaming, but they couldn't hear anything.
I like the idea that they saw that. They're like, looks like those frogs are screaming. There could be anything that they were doing there. They could have just been, you know, catching
yawning.
The breeze or something.
Yawning.
Yeah.
So the researchers recorded the frogs using high-frequency audio gear, and they captured the first documented case of defensive ultrasound being used by amphibians. They must have been so happy, excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
All down
God.
Above that night.
Yeah, having a lovely time.
What did you do
the jungle
today?
Pub.
Yeah.
Someone's just texted us, Rob, on the topic of worms, saying you should look up the 3-metre-long bobbit worm. And I was sort of like, a bobbit worm's quite a cute name.
Bobbit bollocks.
Absolutely terrifying.
I don't like it, not one bit.
It has got like a big, creepy...
Oh my... What?
It looks like it would eat you. It looks like the worm from June.
It does, actually, yeah.
Terrifying, but kind of shinier.
Don't
ride
it. June. No.
I'm not sure how I feel about the worm texts coming in this morning. It's a little bit scary.
I quite like there's a worm faction out there.
There's a worm for all.
Now, I'm not surprised to hear that worms are a little bit controversial this morning, but one thing I was shocked to hear today is that Stella Huggins, resident biologist of BFM, doesn't like frogs.
I don't. I'm sorry. They're unpredictable. They're slimy. I'm confused.
I thought
scared.
Frogs were just broadly everybody liked frogs.
Oh, I know, but look, I like them in concept, much like horses. Don't get me started. I like them in concept. I'll look at a picture and I'll go, oh, yeah, all right. But I imagine holding them in my
Can
hand.
Can you get rid of that?
The scary
it's
worm.
A bobbit worm on my screen, sorry. We're back to frogs. No, it's just, look, I don't like the legs. Oh,
well, this has just really rocked my concept of you today, I have to say, Stella. Sorry, Rob, to interrupt you, but where were you up to?
Okay, they recorded it, went down a pub, got very excited. They recorded what they think is distress call. They did it twice.
Wow.
And when they analysed the sound, they found it had a frequency range of 7 to 44 kilohertz.
How?
We can't hear frequencies higher than 20, which is classed as ultrasound.
Oh.
That's crazy.
I wonder if dogs can hear them.
Well,
probably.
Other animals
I can hear everything.
That can do it. Hang on. Which is, as I said, all sorts of animals use infrasonic and ultrasonic frequencies to communicate, like bats, whales, rhinos, dogs, pigeons, and cuttlefish, to name a few.
Wow.
The researchers are keen to get back to the forest with the proper recording equipment because they've observed other frog species doing the same thing. Just as well we can't hear it because...
Yeah.
You wouldn't go out the house, would
no,
you?
No, I wouldn't. Could not go to the jungle for spring
so it
break.
Could be so noisy in the woods and wherever frogs are.
If a frog screams in the woods,
yeah.
Can we hear it?
Yeah, yeah. Only if it gets hit by a tree.
Hey, Rob, thank you for bringing us some frog noises and some worms today.
Yeah.
What's the name of the worm that we were talking about? Someone wants to know on the text machine.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, Rob just closed his entire book. You just have to flip through every page.
The Vanadis bristleworm.
Vanadis bristleworm.
Oh, no, the frog, wasn't it?
No, that's the worm. They wanted the worm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the worm fans are out on the text machine today.
Yeah, check it out.
People are now texting us scary worms to look up, and I'm just going to
put it. I'm closing all the tabs.
I'm just
going
to put a stop to that right now. Got a poem for us today, Rob?
No, poemed out at the moment.
Poemed out, but you have got a tune for us.
Yes.
Jeek, jeek.
It's about water, I know that much.
Espelo d'Agua, the Silo Samples remix. Nice choice.
It's his beautiful song.
Hey, thank you, Rob.
No, thank you.
Hey, thanks to Keg and Louie as well, who popped along to Hallertau on the weekend. It was nice to see them. Cheers for your text. Oh, the worm texts. There's too many worms.
Horrifying.
Horrifying. Don't Google
anything. Don't for the rest of the day.
Why do we trust you guys? You guys send us texts and we're like, oh, I wonder. They said Google this thing. Don't. Why did we do that?
No, silly.
There's too many scary worms out there in the world. Thank you very much, Rob, for bringing us slightly traumatizing subject matter today.
I'm glad I did it. Now I've thought about it. I wish I'd done it weeks ago now.
Got some good texts, though, about things that, you know, we can't hear that animals do. Someone's got a really cool text about ultrasonics. If you are listening to Tui and they're taking breaks in their song, you know how they sort of make they have beautiful chime sounds and then they sometimes pause. In fact, they're actually still singing. It's just outside of our hearing.
Wow. That's so cool.
That is so cool. Thank you, Keith. That's a great fact today. Someone else has also said Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles have shields, so maybe frogs do have screens. So something to consider there. Thanks, Rob. See you next week.
Yeah.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.